We got the recorders? Okay, Coach, if you would, open up with a quick statement about today's game before you have questions.
Well, I was proud of our guys. I think they showed a lot of grit and determination. You know, we got up, and then when we threw the pick six and got down, it would have been easy to hung our head. And we hit a play to get the lead back and was able to hold on this time. So it's a great win. Gets us to number five. And next week we go on the road to Duke, and we know that'll be a tough game, but with a lot riding on the game for us.
Okay, questions?
Coach, seemed like the script was pretty familiar up until you hit that last touchdown pass. You had a pass that you could have knocked down, tipped right to the receiver, and so on and so forth. What were you thinking when all that started to take place?
And I was thinking that we were cursed there when they got that deep ball. I thought it was going to be a pick, and we were going to get the ball in the 40, and lo and behold, off two of our guys, they caught it again. And then we hit the play, the big play action to Ricky, and we get down there and make the two-point conversion, and we got two guys that win motion at the same time. And then we jump off sides. And, you know, with 6 minutes to go, I'm thinking, well, at least the odds of getting two from our own 30-yard line or whatever, so at least we'll go up six, and there's always a chance if they score they could have a bad snap or you could block a kick or – you know, if they got it down there in one play and kicked the field goal and cut it to three, at least you were there. But today we were able to stop them. So we got a stop down there. Johnny made a nice play on fourth down. And I really felt like the prior fourth down was huge. I mean, the guy, yeah, he pushed off. You're right, he did. But so our guys showed a lot of resilience to even come back from that.
It seemed like it was a pretty chippy game.
I think it's always a spirited game when we play them. It's turned into a pretty big rivalry. Most of the time that I've been here, for the most part, whoever has won this game has won the division. You know, not the case this year, but it's been a pretty good, and they've all been fairly close games, hard-fought, tough games. I think both programs have a lot of respect for one another. I know we have a lot of respect for them and what they do, and, you know, I would assume it's the same the other way.
Yeah, Coach, it seemed good win, by the way. It seems like you just stuck to the run in the first half. You didn't have any passing yards or receptions. Let's talk about maybe your decision to try to get more passes involved in the second half.
Well, you know, we threw more probably in the first half than the second half. We had some play action. The very first play of the game could have been a touchdown. And we couldn't make a play. It was, there was no use to try to – we weren't – throwing the ball short. That's not our thing anyway, and especially the way they were playing. They were all play action plays, and they were one-on-ones, and we were crossing guys and trying to get them to confused on the man coverage. Like the last play, what happened, we'd been running the little option, the twirl option, and they were bringing the corner and rocking the safety over the top. And I told our guys at halftime, if they did that, the receiver should be wide open who lined up it. And you could see, I think it was six who was back there. He's pointing to him. But he was going back outside to play the A back on the twirl, and because there was no tail motion, they had no rotation, so they couldn't go over. It was, and our kids executed it really well. Taquan threw a nice ball, and Ricky finished.
Coach, it seemed like today versus the last couple of games, you guys were able to sustain a couple of long offensive drives.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's seen that way you today. What was the reason for that?
Well, we had a hard time blocking their inside guys today. They're really good. I think those two big tackles. You know, I was talking to Bud before the game, and I was telling him they were playing really well, and he said, we've been playing really well inside. And they do. Those two big defensive tackles, they're both 320. They're good players. And they're quick, too, besides being big. But I think, you know, we'll watch the tape. I know we didn't have quite as many missed assignments and things as we had. We started out that way again. I think we had two on the first three plays, but we kind of settled down and didn't have as many missed assignments. And you know, Cravante runs the ball hard when you give him a chance. If you can get him started, he runs hard.
Coach, you seem to go for the home run ball a lot. I'm starting on the first play of the game, and you obviously hit the one. Was that something that you knew eventually you tried it?
Well, I think when you play a team like them, that they dictate that to me. I mean, and they sometimes sell out to play the run, And when they sell out to play the run, you're going to have some one-on-one opportunities deep. And in the first half, we had about three that we just didn't make a play. One we threw late on the corner route, and they got P.I. on one. And then the one we threw to Brad was pretty much the same kind of play he scored on the touchdown in the second half. And we had the whole field. We didn't really lead him. But it was just the same with Jalen in the end zone. You know, those balls, when you get there, it's one-on-one. You got to make a play.
Bram Mitchell, after missing some time, came back and played a heck of a game. He had a nice pass breakup and some good pressure. And it seemed like the defense across the board, there were contributions.
I thought the defense played well. Especially early on, we hit one little span there in the third quarter where they ran the ball on us pretty well. But all in all, I thought the defense did a nice job. Yeah, we played well today.
Coach, on the second half throws by Taquan, it seemed like when you went to halftime, like you told him, throw the guys open. Was that one of the things that you guys made? Because the first was like throwing right at the receiver.
Yeah, I told him to lead the guy.
Yeah.
and throw it, and you know, throw it on time. And I think the very first play, it missed him. He barely overthrew it. And when you do that, sometimes it gives you pause to do that again. You want to, you want to throw it to him. And but, you know, he made, what, did he have two completions? But they were both for touchdowns and ended up being 140 yards. So we'll live with that. That's a pretty good average per attempt.
With the passing, it's – offensive line struggled at times this year with pass blocking, but it seemed like he had a pretty clean pocket today.
Most of the play action stuff, they did a good job, and we were holding a lot of guys in the block. We had seven guys blocking most of the time on the play action stuff because they were in a lot of man coverage. Yeah.
But you see, at different years, it's hard to catch him by surprise. He seemed to want a fake punt. Can you go with a fake punt play and how many guys something's
been worked? That's something we carry every week, and you know, they left their defense out there, actually, which sometimes that's even better. And it's just a numbers thing. It's a count. We almost dropped the dang snap. But he caught it, and we got we got enough to go. And the other call that killed us was the bogus chop block. Jesus. I mean, I'm asking our guys what happened, and the left tackle fell down, and the center blocked back on the guy. And the guy tripped over the guy laying on the ground, and they called it a chop block. I mean, that was a big play. We ended up getting no points. We've been first and goal on the six.
Anything else for Coach?
I was going to ask about the fake punt as well, but I guess just in light of overall special teams, it's a little hit or miss again.
Yeah, a little hit or miss. It's say what it is. It's awful. I mean, the kick coverage was better all except for one. But we had every starter we had out there on it, I think. The one team that was better was the punt return team. We caught the punts, and we had one nice return. The kickoff return was abysmal again. We missed the only field goal we tried. So it's a progress in work. We've got to keep working on it. We're not doing a very good job coaching that. We've got to do a better job.
Coach, it looks like one of your guys got engaged on the field after the game. Have you ever seen that happen with the team before, and you get a chance to catch up with them?
I missed it. He had asked me and told me he was going to do that, but in all honesty, I forgot about it. Trey Jackson, he came and asked about it a couple weeks ago, and I said, Trey, what are you going to do if we don't win the game? And he goes, well, I'll do it on the plaza afterwards. And so I'd forgotten about it, but congratulations to him. I know he was excited about that.
Coach, you mentioned the chop block. You have a chance to maybe go up 19 there if that doesn't happen. And after the interception touchdown, did you have to talk to your players about the here we go again? Or
no, I just said, hey, guys, we've got 7 minutes. Let's go win the game. I mean, down whatever it was. I can't even remember. But I knew a touchdown would win the game. So it's like you just go play. I mean, it's like I told Taquan, that one's over, man. You can't get it back. The bad thing is it was supposed to be a backside throw and we rolled and threw it front side. I mean, it was just a bad play. But to his credit, he came back and made a great play. And then at the end, he did a great job of getting the first down and ending the game.
One or two more for Coach.
At third and 18, touchdown was obviously huge. Were pretty surprised to see how open he was with their 18 yards on third down, and also how happy were you to see Brad get his first touchdown catch?
Yeah, I was excited for Brad. I think all our guys in the locker room after the game's excited for Brad. Well, you're always surprised on third and 18 if you're that open, but we thought we had some good stuff in the play action game with the way they were playing, because they tried to pass guys off, and I think what happened is the safety was going over the top, and you know the corner had to cover him, and he was kind of leveraged, and Brad ran did a nice job, and Quan threw a good ball and led him to the open space.
Seems like you caught them today with the sweep a little bit of the A-backs. Is that just another case of you trying to catch over pursuit?
Trying to stop the guys from running across. And it's one of those plays where you get it two or three times, and then – the first one, they hadn't seen that. We hadn't run it all year, and Nathan made a big play out of it, and that was huge to get us kind of jump-started after the first seed.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right.